Droid Dog Strike, Space Wars, Book 4, written by Adam Blade and read by Theo Solomon.
"Are you done yet?"
asked Ava, for the third time. She was drumming her fingers impatiently on the dining table.
"I," muttered Harry, "am..."
He slotted the upper arm unit into his shoulder socket.
"Done!"
With a hiss of hydraulics and a satisfying clunk, the robotic arm locked into place, and a green light glowed on the back of the hand. A smile spread across Harry's face. He had lost the last version of his robotic arm in a fight with a giant robotic spider, and it was a relief to feel whole again.
"Check it out! It's online!"
"Nice!"
Ava leaned across the table to admire Harry's new creation.
"What does that bumpy bit do?"
Using his free hand, Harry clicked open the housing on his robotic index finger.
"Laser cutter," he said proudly, showing Ava the unit. "It's not easy making one so small."
Ava rolled her eyes.
"We get it. You're an engineering genius."
Harry grinned back at her.
"Well, if you think that's impressive, wait till you see the extendable high tensile grappling hook."
Ava raised an eyebrow.
"Anyone would think you're planning on having some kind of adventure or something."
Harry tried to smile, but this time he couldn't manage it. There was only one adventure on his mind: rescuing my parents. He couldn't stop picturing their faces, pale and scared on the holographic transmission Velis had shown him. The evil scientist was holding Harry's parents captive on the Avantian moon of Gwildor, forcing them to work on something he called his project. Meanwhile, Harry and Ava were stuck on Vantia 1, hanging out in Zoe Harkman's quarters all day long.
"Have you spoken to your mum yet?" asked Harry.
Ava's mother was Admiral Achebe, the military commander on Vantia 1. If anyone could convince Governor Knox to authorize a rescue, it was her. Ava's face fell.
"I'm sorry, Harry. I tried, but she just told me to be patient. They won't send a mission until they've gathered more intelligence."
"Being patient won't stop Velis," said Harry.
"Hey, I'm on your side," said Ava, throwing up her hands. "I'm sick of this too, and the station's so empty now, with everyone shipped off to Vantia 2.
She gave him a sly grin.
"You know, I'm even starting to miss Marcus Knox."
Harry let out a snort of laughter. Marcus was the governor's son, but unlike her, he was an arrogant bully. "At least he's one thing I don't have to worry about right now." Harry pushed the thought of his parents from his mind and flexed his robotic fingers. They whirred faintly, but the movement was smooth, just as responsive as the fingers on his real hand.
"Hey, toss me an apple," he said.
Ava took one from the fruit bowl.
"Catch!"
Harry reached and caught it with the robotic hand.